back to do good. Hello, my friend, and welcome to another time of fellowship together around the true and living God, around the Word of Almighty God. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've turned to join us here as we once again consider the bread of God. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Beloved, as we are in a new decade, a new year and a new decade, I want to challenge you to read the Bible through in 2010. May I ask you a question? Have you ever read the Bible, the entire Bible through? You no doubt have read books, read novels, fiction, biographies perhaps, but have you ever read the most precious piece of literature ever written? Have you ever read it through? Beloved, may I encourage you to do so this year. I'd like to ask you a question. Why is reading God's Word so important? Why is it reading God's Word? Why is it so important? Well, I'd like to give you a number of reasons why reading God's Word is so important. First of all, if you have a Bible or a New Testament, if you will turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, I want to show you a very interesting passage of Scripture in verse 35. Matthew 24, 35. And here we read, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, as He said that heaven and earth is going to pass away. The Word of God tells us in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, that God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth because the present heaven and earth are going to pass away. But God says, My Word shall never pass away. That's one reason God's Word's so important, beloved, because when you read the Word of God, you are reading something that will endure forever. Earthly books pass away. Earthly books do not last. Earthly books do not endure. But God's Word will never pass away. God's Word is a living Word. God's Word is truth that will thrill your soul and spirit, truth that will build you up, truth that will open your eyes not only to the past, but to the future. God's Word tells you about yourself and how you are made up, how important God's Word is. In Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, we read these words, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Here again, notice what God says here, beloved. This is the second time we've read almost the same identical words. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Yes, the present heaven and the present earth are going to pass away. And God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, we're told in the book of Revelation. Oh, beloved, but His Word will never pass away. That's one thing that's going to endure. The Word of God will endure. That's why, beloved, you're not wasting time when you read the Word of God. It's the most valuable piece of literature ever written. and you're using your time more wisely than anything else that you could be doing when you read the Word of God. Luke 21, verse 33. Look with me there. The Gospel of Luke, the third book in the New Testament, 21:33. While you're turning there, by the way, if you do not have a New Testament, it would be our pleasure and joy to send a New Testament to you. Our address is found here in our website, and you can write to us and get in touch with us, and it will be our pleasure to send a New Testament to you if you do not have a New Testament or a Bible. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That's the third time we've read this same passage of Scripture, beloved, because God's Word is never going to pass away. Heaven and earth's going to pass away. That has been repeated three times. Why is it repeated? For the sake of emphasizing and getting the truth across to us, beloved, that heaven and earth is going to pass away. But God's Word will never pass away. Now let me turn your attention quickly to the book of Revelation. And I want you to notice Revelation 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. This new heaven and new earth will have no oceans as this present earth has. It's going to be an entirely different earth. And so, beloved, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. It will endure. And therefore, when you're reading the Word of God, you're reading something that will not pass away. You're reading something that will endure. Go with me to the Old Testament. If you have a complete Bible, go with me to the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40. And while you're looking at to Isaiah chapter 40, let me remind those of you that are listening today who do not have a complete Bible that we have a Bible correspondence course, and our website gives you the information for the Bible correspondence course. And you can start taking this Bible correspondence course. It's free. And we have a number of different courses, and if you will complete the first four courses, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible if you do not have a Bible. We want you to study the Word of God. We want you to learn the truth of God's Word. We want you to know the truth, beloved, because God's Word is truth. And God's Word will never pass away because it is the truth. Now, man has many different theories, and the theories of man often change. A man will tell you, now, this is the way it is, and this is truth. But then they find out it wasn't truth at all. Evolution is like that. People tell you, oh, evolution can be proved. Evolution's been found to be false over and over and over again, because evolution is false. It is not true. But God's Word is true. And, beloved, God's Word, the truth, will never pass away. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Beloved, God's Word's going to endure forever. We know that we've seen grass wither and we've seen flowers fade, but God's Word, beloved, will never pass away. You that have a New Testament, go with me toward the very end of the New Testament to the book of 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. It's right in front, some little short books in front of the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And in front of it are some short books, and one of them is First Peter. It's a little short book, First Peter chapter 1, and I want you to notice verse 23. Here, in verse 23, Peter is writing about being born again. The new birth, the spiritual birth, the spiritual part of man that is changed and transformed when an individual puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, and that transformation takes place within one's spirit. It's called the new birth, being born again. Not of corruptible seed, that is, fleshly seed, human seed, man's seed, is corruptible. What do I mean by corruptible? I mean it's tainted by sin. It's sinful. And that seed produces a baby that is born a sinner. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So he says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. Notice that. The Word of God, beloved, is incorruptible. It is truth. And, beloved, God's Word is truth, and you can believe it, and you can count on it, and know that God always keeps His Word. He always does what He says He will do. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. The Word of God is the seed. Jesus told a parable about a sower that went out to sow. And in the parable, He stated that the Word of God is the seed. This is the seed, the Word of God, which liveth and abideth how long? Forever. Beloved, God's Word is a living Word, and God's Word will never pass away. It lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof fadeth away, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Beloved, God's Word is true. Let me encourage you to get into the Word of God and begin to read it every day. Till next time, goodbye.